It's the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is Eric E. Wazin. E. Wazin is an American composer. This piece is called Down a River of Time for oboe and orchestra, and it's set to be performed live this weekend at the Ozinga Chapel Auditorium in Palos Heights during a concert of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra. This fall, classical music is going back before live audiences across our state. Symphony orchestras in Rockford, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign-Urbana, and across Chicagoland have already or soon will begin their new seasons. Joining us to talk more about this is Stylian Kirov, the music director of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra, which performs in the south suburbs of Chicago. Stylian, welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Listeners, we want to know, have you missed live music at the Symphony? 800-222-9455? Are you planning to go back soon, or maybe your COVID numbers giving you pause? You want to wait a little bit. You can join our conversation, 800-222-9455. What are you looking forward to arts-wise this in the new season? 800-222-9455 is the number. All right, so Stylian, I want to begin. The Illinois Philharmonic's first concert of the season, as I mentioned, coming up this weekend. How did you decide what to program for that?
Yes, we are very, very excited to be back performing for live audiences. Deciding what to program is difficult because, you know, it's like creating a menu for an evening, but not only for the evening, but also for the whole season. And especially since the beginning of the pandemic, we had to take into consideration many different aspects, considering the orchestra size, the repertoire, as well as we want to have a lot of diversity in our programming. And this pretty much influenced the programming of the whole season. But for the opening night, it's an all-American program. And this is something that the Illinois Philharmonic has embarked on as a mission to present a lot of American music and also a lot of music that is written by composers under our equity, diversity, and inclusion umbrella, like in the case of opening night, Florence Price. Before I started as a music director, the orchestra had the tradition to present one American piece on every program, but we are taking it a little bit step further by having an all-American program. We make sure to have an all-American program during our season, and also a lot of music, a lot of other music from American composers, as well as composers of color, women composers, and just great music that is deserved to be played, but hasn't been played. And actually, the pandemic has been a time of discovery for me personally. And as I was able to listen to music, you know, when you're
sure.
in it, it's a little
a
bit
lot of
difficult.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I discovered a lot of great music actually that really, really deserves to be on our concert stages. So we are very excited about that.
Okay, well, I want to follow up on a couple of points you talked about there, which is new music and American music. But you also mentioned the pandemic, so let's get this out of the way. Where is the orchestra on COVID protocols? Right, are the performers going to be wearing masks? Are they going to have to be vaccinated? We've seen, orchestras convening smaller ensembles, strings and percussion only, in the past year. Wind instruments are left out because I guess you don't want them blowing COVID virus particles around the stage. But is the orchestra back at full strength this year?
Hopefully later. We are starting slow, and hopefully it will expand as we progress through the season. But you know, our first concert, we have only 13 musicians to begin with. So we are still trying to keep everybody safe. Of course, we are following mask and vaccine protocols. We're just trying to create exciting but also comfortable experience for everybody. And then later in the season, the orchestra will get bigger and bigger, and we hope in the spring to have a lot of bigger orchestra concerts, so to speak, so that that we have the full orchestra. But even in this 13 instrument orchestra, I think you will find some quite extraordinary music. The repertoire, there is a lot of great repertoire for smaller ensembles. And I think this will be very exciting. We actually the fact that we have a smaller orchestra allowed us to have dance on stage. And we're having the Joffrey Academy of Dance and a brilliant choreographer, Yoshihisa Arai, who will be joining us for Copland's Appalachian Spring. And we also thought, you know, that's a great piece about community, about building together, and also a great way for us to come back together and open the season with this collaboration with Joffrey.
Yeah, and I have a little excerpt of that we can listen to a little later on at the end of the show. But I want to mention, come back to this idea you mentioned about American composers and living composers, I gather. A lot of American composers are still with us, fortunately, including the piece we heard at the very beginning there, Down a River of Time by Eric Ewazin. You're also looking for up-and-coming composers, and the Illinois Philharmonic has sponsored a competition, I think, for 3 years now called Classical Evolve. Before we get into this year's winner, what's the idea behind this competition?
Well, the idea behind the competition in general is just to give opportunity to young composers to really find their voice. And so this has been, you know, as easy as it sounds, it's not that easy because we have to find the right format. So what we decided to do is create this live competition that is also very exciting for our audiences. And how it worked was very interesting because I don't think that there is anything like this created. So it's very unique. Preparatory, if you want to call it.
You have a live sort of rehearsal day, right? Where audiences...
Yes, correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what basically happens is we listen to... well, we don't listen, but we look at about over 40, 50 scores. And then we select three finalists. So the three finalists have to compose for our orchestra. And the final round is live in front of an audience, but not only that it's live, but also the rehearsal of these pieces is live. And, you know, there is opportunity for a conversation with the composers. The audience gets to experience the orchestra playing the pieces for the first time. And this year, particularly, we did not rehearse that at all. So it was purely, you know, we come together and we discover a piece of music, which I think provided a very unique perspective to the audiences and also was exciting for everybody. We had some quite extraordinary judges, Augusta Reed Thomas, Jim Stevenson, and Kyung Mei Choi. We had quite good attendance, actually, and it was just a celebratory night as we were selecting our winner, and the winner gets the opportunity to compose three different smaller pieces throughout our season. So the winner, Jonathan Zeiner, who will be composing for our 2022-23 season. So he will have a whole year to compose three different works and kind of experiment, try different things and work with our orchestra.
Yeah, and I should mention some listeners might remember the name Martha Horst, who we've interviewed. Actually, we just replayed that conversation last week, but we interviewed her earlier this year about a different composition, but she was one of the past winners of this competition. Let me just take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Stelian Kirov, music director and conductor of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra. One of many orchestras across Illinois that is resuming live performances this fall. You said you're starting small. Not all orchestras seem to be taking quite that approach. And I noticed there are some, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the instrumentation can change here. But I noticed at least three orchestras across Illinois, Quad City, Peoria, and yours have Dvorak's 9th program this year. This is from the New World. But before we talk about it, let's listen to an excerpt of this.
Yes.
So, Stillian, why is New World so popular this year? Or is it popular every year and I just am not looking at the programs of all these different orchestras at
right.
once as
well,
I did?
I think it's, in general, it's a popular piece. I think it's popular, well, first of all, because it's an extraordinary piece of music, but also in a way, it's an American symphony by a European composer, you know? So a lot of orchestras, when they plan American programs, they like to put Dvorak's New World Symphony, which is not exactly, you know, written by American composer, but it's written sure. in America, and it's a postcard to home. I think there are many different reasons. I think it's a crowd pleaser, and I think also there is this nostalgic element in it, and exactly the second movement that you just played is combined beauty of being grateful, of also having beautiful memories. It's just a piece that is extremely artistically compelling, I think, and a lot of audiences know it, and a lot of it never gets old. So
yeah.
I think these are the main reasons, and obviously sometimes it works well within certain programming. I think the way Dvorak utilized traditional American cues is quite extraordinary, you know, and this also is another reason for this to be on American programs.
So let me ask, we only have a few minutes remaining. I want to ask you about your audience and audiences in general for orchestras. What is your conception of who the IPO audience is today, and who do you hope the audience will be in, say, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. I think our audiences are people who care enormously about the arts. These are people who are not only our audiences, but a lot of them are good friends. We like to think that they're all part of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra family. And I hope 20 years from now, their kids will be coming back to our concerts and feeling inspired. But also I like to think that the orchestras will become a place more and more will not only continue to be, but will excel in being a place for inspiration and place for one to find her or himself, and really to help people to look the world from a higher, better perspective. I think that's our mission ultimately as musicians. So I think the pandemic changed a lot, and now we are aware how we can reach out and just embrace audiences, how we can evolve, you know, classically and non-classically and romantically, and just evolve as orchestras so that we can reach more and more people and more kids, and make our concerts an event that brings something meaningful in people's life. That's what we are working on.
Maestro Stillian Kirov is the music director and conductor of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra, which has a concert this weekend, opens its season at the Ozinga Chapel Auditorium in Palos Heights. Thank you so much for being with us again today on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we're going to end with another piece that's on the Illinois Philharmonic's program this weekend. This is excerpt from Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland. As Maestro Kirov mentioned, the orchestra is partnering with dancers from the Joffrey Academy of Dance in Chicago. Let's take a listen to that. And that is all the time we have for our program today. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Erica Scalise is our engagement producer, and our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction from Jason Croft. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.